Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25 April 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. I am glad you're with us, and you will be too in a few minutes. I'm going to bring up a very special guest. I was going to do the program by myself tonight. That was what's on the schedule. But I was blessed through Coach Dave to get a hold of somebody else I want to talk to and bring on the air. And I'll tell you about this in a minute. Before I do that, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you can join us at 10:30. We do prayer requests and praise reports, testimonies, whatever you want to do. 11:30, we go into, I'm not sure if we do current events or not. Phil is going to bring another session together this coming weekend. I don't know if we go 2 hours or 1 hour, but we'll have some current events or Bible study starting at 11:30. Take a break at 12:30, come back at 1, finish up at 2. Now, I hope you'll join us, folks. You can join us live if you like by going to PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. And click on Listen Live, and there we will be. If you don't have a computer, listen on a telephone. Just call this number, 339-209-5013. Just call that number and we'll be right there with you. And I hope you'll join us. You'll see a number on the screen if you're watching live to call and talk to us on. And I'll announce it once in a while too when I'm speaking. In case this is on the phone, you hang up and call us back a number and say hi to us. I hope you'll do that. And I'm offering a Bible study for the next week or so. The one I just finished up a couple weeks ago entitled The Beast, The Mark, and the Great Reset. Folks, the Bible is happening before our eyes, and I take 2 hours to show you current events and Bible prophecy and how it's tying together. 2 hours on DVD or CD, your choice, for a donation of $10.50 if you don't mind helping us out pay the bills. But it's a study. You can make all the copies of you want, share with all the friends you like. If they'll watch it, listen to it, then more power to them. I suggest that you get a DVD because you're going to watch some videos I had on there. You're going to hear right out of people's mouth, like Klaus Schwab and Dr. Hatari, about how they're going to hack you and take away your free will. I'm not making any of this up. It ties right into Revelation very clearly. Available to you on DVD or CD, but I do recommend DVD for $10.50. Just put down the teaching on the beast, the mark, and the great reset. Just put down teaching on the beast. That's all you got to do. The beast, the mark, and great reset, though, will come right out to you on DVD or CD, whatever your choice. But again, I highly recommend DVD. And I have a book in here that Deborah Tavares mentioned last time. I made a copy of it offline. And I read it. It's a very good book with a lot of information that most of us never knew. I recommend very highly because it's not written by a man who is a Christian, but a historian, so to speak. He may challenge your faith in some areas, folks, unless you're a mature Christian that understands that historians don't know the Bible. I wouldn't recommend it. But if you want to read the truth about the great American adventure, Secrets of America, Political History of Government and Law by Judge Dale Retired, we have it. About 125 pages for $15. That includes delivery. That's everything. Just say you want the book on the great American adventure. $15 delivered. You can call us at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can call us at 304-846-4448. Use a debit card, credit card if you order that way, or call and get the address off Lisa and write us a check, money, or whatever you want to do. $15, folks, for this book if you want it. And I do highly recommend it. But only for those who are willing to understand the truth and understand that a historian doesn't know scripture like you probably should, but he does know some historical facts that we didn't know. It's available if you want it. With the caution, I said, if you're not mature enough to handle it, don't get it, okay? Not anything vulgar in it, just information that's going to rock your world. A lot of it I already knew, a lot of it didn't. But it's delivered to your door, The Great American Adventure, for $15, just call and tell us you want it, okay? Or write to us, whatever you want to do. Our guest tonight, oh, by the way, one more thing. A gentleman contacted my producer, Phil Hudock. His name is Jacob. Jacob is living in Ohio, and he wants to move somewhere where there's Christian fellowship, somewhere that he can pay $350 to $400 a month rent, and maybe an apartment or whatever to stay somewhere, and somewhere near a gym. He needs to work out. He's trying to get his leg power back. He's having trouble walking, with exercise, like Planet Fitness or maybe a 24-hour gym, whatever, you know, something like that, Anytime Fitness, to work with his leg. But if you know somebody that has a spare room or a small apartment, now he can't afford more than $350 or so a month, but he wants to have some Christian fellowship. He's asking about moving somewhere near us. We're doing what we can to find something, folks, but it's kind of hard to do. So if you are willing to help Jacob, and know somebody can, you call us here and leave your name and number, and we'll give you Jacob's number to call and talk to him. How's that? Or we'll have Jacob call you, whichever you want to do. But it's a top priority, he said, for his present and future. So if you can help Jacob, please do so. Now, our guest tonight is a hero. He may not admit it, may not think so, and most heroes don't. He's a hero of the unborn. He stepped into a gap that Jeff White had to vacate for a while. We're talking about A.J. Hurley. A.J. did something quite phenomenal a few months ago that made national headlines, but not in the way it should have. He actually... Well, I'm going to let him tell the story. It took a lot of courage. This man had courage. He'd been in jail at least 5 times trying to save unborn babies' lives. Now, folks, let me tell you, when you get a chance, read 2 Kings 24, verse 4. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. America has slaughtered in the womb and outside the womb at least, if what I can figure, about 75 million unborn children that we can count and own up to. 75 million. In 2 Kings 24, 4, you'll find that God said, I will not pardon the sin of shedding of innocent blood. That's what he said. I didn't write the book. America crossed the line a long time ago. But our guest tonight is one of the heroes that saved unborn babies' lives, that's went to jail standing for the truth, and it's an honor to have on tonight, A.J. Hurley. A.J., are you there?
I sure am. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can, my friend, and thank you for coming to join us tonight. I mean, I hadn't met you at all till today, and Coach Dave introduced us, and I want to thank you for coming on tonight. I'd read about your adventure, I guess you could say, online. Yeah. I thought, wow, that man had some cojones. Really and truly, I highly admire that. And folks, we're going to mention a video that he has out, and I sent everybody on our email list. If you don't receive our news magazine online, the Minuteman News, and receive our email blast, you're missing a ton of information. A ton of, and it's free. Email me at Pastor Butch at startmail.com. Pastor Butch at startmail.com. So I want on the newsletter list. I want on the news. I want it on email blast. We'll get it right to you. But folks, this video put out, I put a warning on it. It's powerful and graphic. It shows the bodies of slaughtered children that died on mine and your watch. Read Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12. All right, go ahead, AJ.
Well, hello, everybody that's listening. Thank you for saying those kind things about me. I don't think half of those things are true that you said, but I appreciate that the fact that you said them. My name is AJ Hurley. I am the director of Survivors of the Abortion Holocaust, and I am desperately trying to make a difference in this country of ours that is slaughtering 1 million unborn image bearers of God every day, every year in this country. Over just under 3,000 children are being killed every single day in America, and under our watch, under the watch of the church. And something pretty unparalleled, I guess, in history of America kind of happened last month that very few people are aware of. And I think God in his sovereignty has kind of allowed us to peel back the curtain, if you will, into just to look inside of the average abortion clinic in America by what's happened. So my wife and I were in New York at the time outside of Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood, and we got a very strange phone call from one of our friends saying, AJ, you need to come down here immediately and I need your help. So my wife and I took a train right away. We're down at our friend's house in D.C. About 4.5 hours later, and nothing would really be able to prepare us for what we were going to experience. So, those who are involved in the pro-life movement, often on a weekly basis, we go down to on the sidewalk in front of the abortion clinic, plead to women, offer to adopt their children and provide life-saving resources for the children of the community that are literally moments away from being delivered over to death. Two of my friends by the name of Lauren Handy and Teresa Bukovanak are outside of a late-term abortionist's facility called Washington Surgery Center. And at that time, they see a big truck by a biomedical waste service pull up, and out comes a truck driver, goes inside and starts unloading boxes onto carts filled with aborted babies. Now, these were just normal moving boxes with biohazard, stickers on them. And so they approached the driver and asked if he knew what was in those boxes. And to everyone's shock, and even his own, he had no clue. They told him, explained to him that building that he's going into is an abortion clinic, and those babies, or those boxes that he's delivering, are dead babies from the Baltimore and D.C. Maryland area. So, by God's mercy and grace, this guy was overwhelmed with sadness and just was visibly disturbed. They convinced him to let them acquire one of those boxes in order to give these babies a dignified burial and funeral service, to which he basically says, I've scanned all these boxes in, I'm just going to turn away, and I'm not looking. They take one of these boxes, bring it back, call me, my friends, my wife and I were there about 5 hours later, and they had unboxed this box, and inside was 115 aborted babies, and five of those babies were almost full term. One of them was basically a full term baby, fully intact.
AJ, you say there's 115 dead babies, murdered babies in one box.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Wow.
115.
Wow.
110 of those, Pastor Butch, were first trimester babies, and 5 of those were very late-term third trimester babies, and almost all of those 5, maybe with the exception of maybe one of them, had evidence of infanticide and partial birth abortion, which are federal crimes in America that violate the Partial Birth Abortion Act from Rick Santorum, and also the Born Alive Protection Act. And there's a number of indicators that made it abundantly clear just by visibly looking at them that there was prima facie evidence of partial birth abortion and infanticide, that these babies had been born alive and were brutally, some of them dismembered and some of them just left to die outside of the womb. So that's the gist of the story. And then after, was my wife and I and 2 friends, we had this kind of monumental task now of trying to determine how we were going to make this story public and how are we going to get justice for these 5 babies that were, brutally, had crimes, brutal crimes committed against them. So we took 110 of the first trimester babies, videographed, photographed all of them, and then delivered them over to clergy and received a proper Christian burial. And 5 of them took video and photographic evidence of everything, and then delivered these babies over to DCPD and arranged for DCPD to come pick these babies up. So that's the gist of the story. I could go on. I don't know if you have any other questions.
Well, I just want to comment here. You took it over to the clergy to give them a decent burial, and absolutely that was kind. That's certainly the least we can do. But I wonder if the clergy in this country today understand what we have allowed. No. Don't blame that. Don't blame the murder doctor. Don't blame the legislature. Don't blame the Supreme Court. Look behind the pulpits, behind the doors of the Church of America today, you'll see the real culprit here. If you read Proverbs 24, verse 11 and 12, you're going to find out, my friends, that we are going to answer for every murdered child in this country. America is going to pay hell, and the Church is going to answer for it, too. You mark my words, that's the way it is. Listen, you get mad if you want to. I can't help it. I really don't care. I'm telling you the truth because I care enough to tell you the truth. We're going to answer for this. We're not going to slide by and just wait for the rapture and get out of here. It ain't going to happen, folks. You better hang in there because payday is hell. Go ahead.
Well, and I'll tell you this, that these 2 women, one of them is an atheist, have more courage. These 2 women are living and breathing, walking rebuke to the cowardice, self-love, and treachery of the Church of Jesus Christ in America, and particularly our leaders. The fact that, seldom can you even find a clergy to even have the balls, to even bury these children, let alone defend them and end their slaughter by caring about what happens in the public square behind the doors, behind the front door of their church. We have so inculcated ourselves as Christians. We have so, we've become so quote unquote heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. And I don't even like that phrase, but I don't have a better one to explain. We have lost our courage. And we are full of a church that sings worship songs on Sunday and has absolutely zero concern, and spineless Christianity is being represented across America, full of self-love. And these girls and what they did and the courage to expose this is a living and breathing rebuke to the church. And it's time for pastors to literally just stand up and start exuding the type of courage that is very much, it spreads. Courage spreads like a wildfire when it's demonstrated. And if our leaders do not stand up, this church, the church is doomed in America.
You can't blame the leaders. We're the one let it happen.
Yeah.
And you say, well, we don't have any power with that. Listen, I don't care what you say about this. It happened on our watch. I'm guilty also. But you know, brother, I've been a pastor for over 40 years. I attended a lot of churches before and after that. I don't remember ever hearing one sermon in one church about the murder of the unborn. Now, maybe I don't remember all of them. That's for sure, obviously. But I don't remember one sermon that sticks out in my mind from any church I attended. I don't care whether it was Baptist, Methodist, Pentecostal. One church that mentioned the murder of unborn children. Now, that's sad to say that, but I had no choice but to say it. I'm telling the truth, folks. And that is why the church is going to pay. You better believe this, folks. Ever since abortion started, the church whined and moaned and made a few protests. But they're still murdering children every day. Now, don't get me started preaching. You go ahead. I'll take over. You go ahead.
Well, what you will hear, not to belabor the point too much, what you will hear on a monthly basis as woke platitudes of the institutional racism that's prevalent in America. But suddenly, every single time you bring up the fact that more black people are murdered in the womb than are born in states like New York, they are utterly silent about that because it doesn't fit the narrative.
That's right.
Anyway, but that's a whole different topic from the not entirely, but that's a different story. Let's focus on the story at hand. So we took a lot of photos, videos of these babies, and we now had the responsibility of trying to go public with this story, and this is the level of corruption now that is expressed in the DC, which is often characterized as, instead of the District of Columbia, the District of Corruption, and so we try to prepare for that, but what ended up happening was we made arrangements and our lawyers contacted the DCPD to arrange to have these babies picked up. Now, instead, DCPD waited almost 24 hours to pick these babies up, and suddenly, the people that did get picked up was not the babies immediately, but within about 6 to 8 hour time span, the FBI suddenly comes and swoops up one of the girls for her involvement in rescuing babies from an abortion clinic 2 years earlier. So she did not get picked up and charged federally at all for 2 years. And then suddenly, after these babies are arranged to be picked up, 8 hours later, the decision was made to charge her federally with something called a FAFE Act, which is guilty of up to 11 years under Clinton. He put this law out that made it a federal crime to block an abortion clinic, and now she's looking at 11 years for exposing these babies. And then, after she got picked up, a number of hours later, 5 or 6 hours later, now then DCPD comes, finally decides to pick up the babies, and get this. Comes with a host of media now reporting the story, not that we delivered these babies over to be picked up, not that these babies were brutally the victims of infanticide and were delivered over to the DCPD, but now they come and run the story that the federal government invaded her house because they found out this crazed pro-life lunatic was harboring babies in her basement. So this is the level of corruption among the media and also in demonstrated in the DC PD and mayor's office. So
how do you get people, though, how do you get people not to pay attention to the news media? I'm talking about ABC, CNN, CBS, all of them. Every one of them are paid to lie, and they're good at it. How do you get people to understand that you can't trust the media? I mean, this is a different topic, but I'm making a point here. They tell us how bad Russia was for going in Ukraine. No, but they don't tell them that we pushed Russia into a corner. See, they had to do something. We were taking over the country, one nation at a time, right beside them, putting them into NATO, which was against our agreement, our pact with them. But no one says that on the news. So this is what we're facing. We're lied to on a daily basis, and most people just don't get it.
Yep. Well, thankfully, I don't know if you heard the news, but Elon Musk just bought Twitter. So maybe a little bit of we'll get a little bit of free speech back, but we'll see about that. It's a little.
We'll have to see. I don't trust him either. I don't trust. I want to get a different topic altogether. But every time we're now hearing the Republicans going to take over again in 2020 and 2022 and take over the White House 2024. I've watched this go back and forth for over 73 years, and I ain't seen a change yet. So don't give me all this crap, folks, that they're going to change it. They're not going to change it. You can't fix a spiritual problem with a political vote. You can't do it. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah.
You see, now you ain't got me started, didn't you? You ain't got me started.
I apologize.
So, right there.
So where we're at with this whole thing now, Pastor Butch, is it took DCPD and the mayor's office not even a full work day to go public with the story that all of these babies were not going to be given a proper investigation. They were totally refusing an autopsy on these children, and they are now actually put a statement out saying that every single one of these children was aborted according to DC law and no crimes have been committed. So we have about 60 or 70 Congress level, members of Congress and senators who are calling for an autopsy and an open investigation. But Mayor Muriel Bowser is adamantly refusing an autopsy and is totally, in my opinion, totally trying to cover up these babies in clear evidence of potential infanticide and partial birth abortion, because especially on the eve of this Dobbs case is trying to run a cover for big abortion. And so that's where we're at with this. And now we're just trying to rally the troops and expose this in order to, there's so few laws in this country that actually protect children, especially federally. There's really only two, but now we're realizing that even the ones that we have are not even being enforced.
All right, folks, back at the break. We'll take phone call next half hour at 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. If you don't want me to join with a couple of radicals, you better not call in, because we are going to be on the list, I'm sure. Already are, and don't care. Bear the break.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America. Cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food. Simply by calling Demand of Foods. The best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. Phone lines are open. You want to talk to I know he doesn't think he is, but he's a hero of the unborn. There's a video on our website. Should be up, not tonight, tomorrow. I'll send out on our email list. Anybody gets their email blast, got it. If you don't see your email blast, then don't get it. I just tell you, missing one of the most important sources of news out there anywhere. And our Minuteman magazine is always 50 to 80 pages long of hard-packed information right out of mainstream media, right out of mainstream news and other places where you can find the truth. And if you want to see it, you can have it for free. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. We will be honored to send you our magazine once a month, no charge, and put you on email blast. And that video I sent out to people who watched it, I've had a couple replies. And they were heartbroken at what they saw. I'm sure many of them will probably get mad and tell me to take him off the list. That's fine. I can do that. Just take a second to punch a button. I'm not here to play games. Not here to play patty cake with you. I'm here to tell you the truth. Our nation is losing everything simply because the church had decided to be absent for the cause of Christ, for the glory, for his glory, and for the sake of the unborn. We decided we're just going to stay home. We're going to have revival so we can go home and act like we went to church and had a good time. We had people saved. They got saved to do what? What they get saved for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, their souls get saved. To do what's next? What do they do next? They're going to sit on the pew and wait for the rapture. They're going to go to church and listen to little sermonettes. They're going to compromise family members because they don't want to make him mad. See, I mean, the little girl shacking up, they can't say anything about that because it would hurt their feelings. So they're going to sit back and say nothing. Oh, I understand that. That's what they do nowadays. But yet they say they're saved. Anyway, go ahead, brother. I don't mean to get started. You get me all fired up.
No, it's all good. I don't know, are we taking calls or what's the plan?
Yeah, we are. We're going to take calls. Yeah, we are. But I thought maybe you might want to say a few more things first.
Yes, sir. So, we had a rally at the medical examiner's office, and we have desperately tried to get media to cover the story. Praise God, a number of amazing media outlets. The Daily Wire did a piece, it's like three or four pieces on this, one of which they did exclusively on my experience just handling and holding these babies. And, you know, maybe I can just talk briefly about that.
Let me say one thing. Phone callers, we're going to get you. I promise. We're going to get you. Just hang in there. Just keep the lines full. 844-769-2944. If you don't mind joining a couple of radicals, we're here. Go ahead, AJ.
Yes. So it was a horrible thing, my wife got and I got to experience, but God in his sovereignty, I think he allowed it to happen, because for the first time, I think in probably around 20 years, you know, I get people all the time, Butch, telling me that this doesn't happen. They can't believe that this stuff is happening, and they don't believe it. And so,
I'll say this too. You do your best to get them to watch that video, see the proof. They won't watch it. I don't want to see that. Well, nobody wants to see it. But you need to. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so God in his wisdom had really allowed this to be uncovered in order for the average American, before what I believe is judgment, as a final, you know, a final grace and mercy, to be able to see in a vivid display of what abortion actually is. And I'll tell you what, having held these babies... So this is a little bit about my background. I spent 7 years as a neonatal peds respiratory therapist, taking these babies and putting premature babies on ventilators. And I can tell you that every single one of these five babies would have survived outside of the womb on their own if given the chance. And every single one of these, they could have even delivered them early. But instead they were brutally dismembered and brutally delivered, some of them alive, just to extinguish any thought of the evidence of being pregnant, as if that would, give credence and make women whole, from whatever, you know, the consequences of their decisions. And so, but as I held these babies, all I can describe to you was this unbelievable sense of the depravity of humanity and the vile, despicable evil of what abortion. I can categorically tell you, brother, there is nothing more demonic than abortion, and there is nothing more vile anyone could do to a precious image bearer of God than what is being done to these children every single day in this country. Abortion is murder and brutal torture of an image bearer of God, and it has to stop. I urge every single one of you listening to gird up your loins and be bold and end this thing. We need to get onto the sidewalk. The Church of God needs to get in front of these clinics. We need to show up at the polls. We need to demand our legislators to end this, and just to end the slaughter of the most innocent and defenseless human image bearers of God in our day. This is our gladiator games. This is our you know, slavery, our apartheid, whatever you want to call it. One day, the future generations will look back at this and say, how in the world could they dismember children limb from limb and call that health care? How could we use these cute little euphemisms? How could they call that women's rights? How could they do this to children? And we need to, as heavenly, citizens, to look into the reality of God's word, stand upon that, and be the moral conscience of America, and call our leaders and our to repentance and faith in Christ, and to end the slaughter. You know, Proverbs 24, a passage you mentioned, is not a suggestion. It is a command to rescue those who are being led to the slaughter, rescue those being delivered over to death. And until we get radically serious about the slaughter and dismemberment of our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews, this will continue, and this great blood will be eventually a judgment of God upon us.
Amen. Amen. Now, we got calls coming in. I'll get to calls, man, I promise. But I want to make, I want you to make one more point that y'all work with, too. You know, you put proof out that they're using baby parts for profit, are they not? Live baby parts. They to take the organs out while they're alive. They can't do it with the dead folks. Organs won't work. All right, now, is this true or not?
Yeah, so this is before this happened, this is basically the thrust of our organization for the last couple of years, is we've exposed fetal organ trafficking. So companies like Planned Parenthood are getting money in three different ways. They're getting money on the foreground from front end from your taxpayer dollars in federal subsidies for places like Planned Parenthood is getting federal grants, federal money to just exist. Then they're getting money from these abortions that they're charging women to kill their babies. And they're going in, these women are paying a fee for this executioner to slaughter their children so that they don't have to deal with the consequences of their sexual choices. And then on the back end, they are then taking the product of their conception. They're taking the product of these women's sexual choices that they are getting rid of. They're taking these babies, and then they are selling these children and each one of their body parts for financial profit to medical institutions like the UC system and a number of other medical institutions for federal fetal research. And if you doubt that this is believable and this is actually happening, if you go to survivors.la, www.survivors.la, and go to Born Alive Abortions, it will categorically go through and show you the published research that outlines every single organ that they acquire for their federal research studies that have been published, and then outlines the gestational ages of each one of these children. 18 to 24 week old babies, they're taking the livers, the thymuses, they're taking the brain matter, they're taking the lungs, and even the sexual organs of children, and using them for just sick, barbaric federal research, of which the foremost is Anthony Fauci's NAAID office with the NIH. This year alone, over $90 million of taxpayer money is going to just a few, over $200 million of federal research money is going strictly to fetal organ research, and it's coming straight out of your taxpayer funding, your taxpayer dollars.
And folks, keep in mind that these organs have to be taken out while the baby's heart is still beating. The baby is still alive. An organ taken out of an adult, by the way. If you sign a donation with the organs, they take it out while you're still alive. Don't know you're not dead and take it out. And I'm telling you the truth. Research it for yourself. You're still alive. I'm telling you this the way it is. Do with it as you please. And by the way, before we go to calls, I know that you're living from people's desire to help you. Would you mind very slowly giving us your address so we can send you $4 or $5?
Well, yeah, if you go to survivors.la, there's a donate button there. My personal address, I have a lot of crazy people looking for me, but if you go through Survivors website, www.survivors.la, there's a donate button. that you can support my wife and I in our work to expose this horrible research and to just push back against the culture of death.
Well, right now, a lot of folks listening to this broadcast do not have computers. They can't do that. If they want to send me a donation for you, can I send it to you personally?
100%. Absolutely.
All right, folks. I'm going to be sending a donation to AJ first of the month. Yep, that's when I get my check. I'll be sending some money to him. It won't be a fortune, but it might buy him a couple meals. If you want to join me in that, if you'll call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448, use your credit card, debit card, say, I want to donate 10, 15, 20, 50 bucks to AJ. Just put on AJ. I'll know who it is. We'll keep record of that, and I'm going to wait about 2 weeks, and I'm going to send him a check of what all comes in, okay? If you want to do that, or you can write to us, send it here, and say, this is for AJ. Yeah, we need help in ministry, too, but folks, I want to support this man for all possible. So I promise you, I'm going to be sending something. Well, that's all right. I'll be sending something. If you want to join me, please do so, and don't wait. Don't wait. Let's go to the phone line. Just talk to her. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, my wife and I have left a medical career because we felt like this is God's will for us to do. And so we've made pretty great financial sacrifices to do this.
Of course.
And so we are living on pretty much nothing at the moment. So I do really appreciate it.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to double that nothing. How's that?
Oh, thank you, brother.
Okay.
I appreciate
let's,
that.
Let's go to another strong pro-life individual out of Arizona, a very dear friend of mine. Let's go to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. Hello, AJ.
Hi, Gary.
Matter of fact, I just sent in a donation to Jeff White and the organization that you're with just about 5 days ago. And,
if you
want to
talk about a hero, Jeff
time.
Is the real hero. Yeah, thank you so much, brother. You're a total blessing.
You are the one who's out there at San Francisco Medical Center and also in Pittsburgh. So you do much more than I do. Although I do have a small Created Equal team here in Arizona, in Safford, Arizona, and we set up the placards to show people aborted babies and what's really happening to them. And we also set up placards with natural affection so we can show both sides of the issue.
So Mark Harrington is a very good friend of mine. And in fact, we were with him in New York when this all went down, Kevin.
Oh, he was there too? Yeah. I have been with him for a long, long time, also with Missionaries to the Preborn. Are you familiar with Dan Holman and Donna Holman?
Yep, I sure am. Matt Truhella and all those guys,
So all of those people, we go way back years and years and years. I guess it's been for me about 32 years, I've been standing up for the Preborn. I want to read a verse of Scripture here, if you don't mind, or a couple of verses.
This is in
1 John here. I like to set things up with Scripture because this is the Word of God. So, in 1 John, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Okay, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of God, but of the world. Now, here's my verse. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But those who do the will of God shall abide forever.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I have been to church after church after church after church, and I can go on with that after church forever, and talk to people about what's happening to these little bitty children. Now, about 75% of them will identify the problem. They will say, well, yeah, abortion is wrong. Abortion is murder. And then I'll say, well, what are you doing to stop it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we get hung up together.
Yep.
We're going to do this. Well, we don't know. What are you doing? And see, the fact that, they're identifying the problem. But they want somebody else to do the work. And they will not even support others that are doing it. And that is the response I've got over the years from about 75% of the churches.
Yes, sir.
And I know there are a few. Excuse me, say that again, please.
I said that is so sad, but I see that myself all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I see it. And like I said, I've been here for quite some time, and I've never had more than 7 or 8 people on my team at one time. And, you know, most of us are old. But we have 28 churches here, and they have to pass me every Wednesday and every Sunday. And they'll go by and they'll beep the horn or they'll wave at me, but nobody stops to help.
Yep.
Nobody.
Tell me something, Gary, and I've got to move another caller. I've moved another caller. But does anybody ever stop by and give you a donation to help out?
You know, occasionally they do. You know, but there's far and few in between. And, you know, I've been doing that here. I'll make it short. I've been doing it on the street here. Before, I used to do it just word of mouth. But when I started putting the placards out about 6 years ago, and people will, you know, occasionally will stop and give me some money. And I've never kept a penny. As a matter of fact, I sent some to survivors. I sent some to Created Equal. I spread it around, some to Live Action. And I let them people know that you people right there are the ones that are actually out there in front of the abortion clinics. Now, I set up at the college, and I do that here. But, you know, we're old people, and I can't drive down into to Tucson. And stuff like that. First of all, I don't have the money to do it. You know, we do it here, and I tell everybody, look, just get out there. If you take one sign out there and say, let's stop the slaughtering of children, God will bless you for that.
Amen.
And if you have to stand alone, by God, stand alone. And I thank you both for taking a stand. But you get me going.
Thank you for
going. Like
God bless you,
Gary. Brother.
All right, let's go next to... see, we've got Chris in Kentucky. Chris, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Chris. Come on in, sir.
Oh, I tell you, this is some wicked things that you're talking about tonight. But you know what? We got to stop supporting corporation businesses that support Planned Parenthood. And one of them is Starbucks. They support Planned Parenthood.
Amen.
Do not give your dollars, listeners. If you have a Starbucks in your neighborhood, do not support them. Don't give a dime to them.
Yep.
And you know what?
I totally agree.
Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead.
You there?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, your guest is absolutely right. The minority community has been targeted since 1973 when abortion was. And who's behind this? Bill Gates' father. Oh. What did he promote? Yeah. The COVID vaccine with sterilants. How many minorities, this is true, mainstream news will not talk about this. They rejected the vaccine because it's a sterilization, particularly in women, not to have kids. That needle is an abortion. Right there. We have a COVID abortion to the minority. That's what they're doing to us, Butch. And Bill
Gates,
Fauci need to be arrested.
And here's a quick tidbit on that. I don't know, many people don't know this, but actually it was either Bill Gates' father or his grandfather was a founding board member of Planned Parenthood with Margaret Sanger. And so the Gates family has been steeped in the eugenics movement for almost a century now. And not only is he involved in it, but also a lot of people don't know this, but a huge supporter of the something called the Ryan Residency, which is a huge funding of the federal research project grants involving fetal research is no other than the billionaire Warren Buffett. He is the largest supporter of abortion. He gave over $200 million last year to big abortion alone. He is absolutely right. The faster that we as Christians start voting with our pocketbook and stop giving money to organizations that hate your family, and the faster that Christians start filling the void deployed and in re-engaging the public square is when we're going to, you know, engage the world with the news of the gospel and the kingdom is going to go forth. So,
amen. Amen. And thanks for call, Gary. Thank you, Carrie, for the call. Very good call. Thank you. We're just about out of time here. And, folks, again, I want to support AJ. I want to support the survivors also, and I'm going to do that. I have in the past. But I want to support AJ now, knowing that his wife and he are traveling all over the country, trying their best to make some, let somebody pay attention, make somebody pay attention to what's going on in this country and what we've done to the unborn babies. Folks, believe me, their blood is going to be paid for. There's recompense for this. What we reap, we sow. If you want to help AJ, you send a donation to me and say, I want this sent to AJ. And I promise you, every penny you send us will go to AJ that you want sent to him. I promise you that.
Amen.
We need help too, folks, but AJ needs help to stand. And AJ, we're down about a minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
You know, I think in closing, I just want to say, I just urge everyone listening, if you don't know how to get involved, a lot of people just don't. It's not that they have a lack of a desire, but they just don't know what to do. And so if you, no matter where you are, I'm connected with people, good people all over the country. Please get a hold of me and I will put you to work and teach you. I mean, if need be, I'll come out to your church and train you guys how to engage this culture of death and save babies. We've witnessed miracles on the sidewalk of mothers choosing life and whole families. You know, Christ said, I have come to restore the family, to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, the children back to the fathers. And that is the restoration effort, the restorative effort of the church. Be the body of Christ, be his hands, his feet, and the time for comfort is over. We are quickly becoming Sodom, and believers are need to be salt and light in society. So get a hold of me. You can go to AJ Hurley at Facebook or AJ Hurley at Instagram. Those are the two best ways to probably get a hold of me. Or you can go to www.survivors.la and let's end abortion in our lifetime.
AJ, thank you so much. And tell your wife that we said thank you. Just give her a hug. She's a heroine for us, too. Give her a hug and tell her we love her and respect her, okay?
Thank you so much. Be sure and do that,
my friend. Be sure and do that because she deserves it. She deserves it. She's a godly woman. Stand behind a godly man, and that takes courage. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And will you join me sometime again in the future?
I would love to. I got your contact now. You name a time, and I'll come back.
All right, brother. I'm going to let you go then. And folks, please, please help AJ. Send it to me and I'll get to him. AJ, God bless you. I'll talk to you in the future, my friend.
God bless you, Pastor Butch.
All right. And folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Y'all don't go away. A lot more to talk about this week. We really do. God bless you. See you tomorrow night. Good night. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.